Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll.
I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show.
There. I said it.
Now, doesn't that feel better?
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present
There I Said It
on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
This morning, we're going to pretend there's no FCC.
Let's let it rip, shall we?
585-252-9800. Got something you need to get off your chest this morning? So do we.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get right into it. Our friend Lynn is weighing in first for There I Said It. All right, let's go to our girl Lynn. Cards Against Humanity is not funny. There, I said it.
It's also, not.
Also, don't ever play with your parents.
It's not funny.
I think it's hilarious.
It's the most overplayed, dumb game ever.
Why?
Nothing ever makes sense. The person who's... And the thing about it is, all these, like, senses of humor are objective. Like, or subjective, I should say. Like, the person never picks your card... It never makes sense. They're always talking about
sometimes,
body parts. And
sometimes it makes sense, and when it does, it's hilarious. But I played this game with both of my parents on Christmas Eve, and then we did it again the year after that. And they always win. They win every hand. But you really get an opportunity to see what a sick sense of humor your parents have. And my dad always says the same thing. I'm just dealing the cards I'm dealt with. But it's always so twisted. I'm like, I probably could have gone the night without knowing that about you.
Yeah.
Ashley is weighing in, 585-252-9800. If you have a Brazilian butt lift, then stop making workout videos at the gym. Nothing about you is natural. There, I said it.
Tape. Absolute tape. This person says...
Sounds catty.
No, fully. But it is so true. I mean, like, we saw it with the TikTok ban. All these people, all these... fitness influencers. We're like, before we all get out of this app, I just need to tell you guys all, I've never done one of those workouts I tell you to do. So I just have a BBL and liposuction. This person says, stop the fun group dances at weddings. There, I said it. I don't want the Macarena. I don't want the chicken dance. And I don't need the cha-cha slide.
All really good dances.
Yeah, no, I'm good on that. The Macarena.
Breezy's best friend and most toxic man in Rochester is here and ready to go. Who would that be, Breeze?
Big Ed.
What's up, guys? It's Big Ed. Hope you're well. I asked my date to meet me at the gym, but she never showed up. I guess the two of us aren't going to work out. Big Ed. Go home to your wife, buddy.
I love that for you. I truly couldn't love that for you more.
You know, mine for today is restaurants in Rochester need to bring back dance floors. There, I said it. And I remember you can go out for a nice meal anywhere. And as soon as 10 p.m. hit, all the tables would move up against the wall. A DJ would come out from the back room. Now, all of a sudden, you're at a TGI Fridays, and now it's a club.
Yeah.
Oh, I miss those days.
Wow.
Oh, they got to bring that back, and they don't do it. Where can anybody?
They tried to do it.
Aside from
a couple years ago, with the bar / restaurant on the corner of East and Alex that can't stay afloat.
Which one?
You know, used to be the old City Grill. And it was really bad. Like, it couldn't have been worse, if I'm being honest. It only lasted 3 months.
That's not a long time.
No.
I mean, where do people go dancing aside from Vinyl? Where do you go?
Roar.
But that's more like clubby, too, you know?
Yeah. Where else are we going to dance?
I don't know. Is there anybody that just
KFC? Like, there's no, like, salsa places.
Yeah, there is. Oh, Tapas. Yeah, you go to Tapas on St. Paul. It's a little dangerous in that area.
Mine for today is this. I do not understand the whole idea of bookworm culture. There, I said it. What is this Onyx Storm book that everyone's losing their minds over, and how did people find out about it?
I've never heard
of it. Every Instagram story, Onyx Storm, Onyx Storm.
What is it?
I can't wait. I don't know. I'm asking you. You've seen this cover, though. I know you have.
How do you even spell that? Are you saying Onyx Storm?
Yeah.
Onyx Storm.
Onyx Storm. I'm just like, what's going on? Everyone's like, so good, literally couldn't put down. I'm like, what is this?
I've never heard of it in
and
my life.
Everyone's like making all these posts about it. It's like, I can't believe that, you know, Ronaldo and what's her face? And like, what is happening? What is happening? It looks like a Lord of the Rings situation. All I know is that there's dragons and
Onyx. Yeah, Onyx Star is it's a reboot to Game of Thrones. So.
Sure. Onyx Storm. Get it right now at Barnes & Noble.
Gotta go hit up your Barneys and Nobel.
I mean, it's like the same thing as the Colleen Hoover books. Like, oh my God, couldn't put down with their hot dogs, legs in the background. It's like, it's too much. It's simply too much. But that's mine for today.
Jamie says, hey guys, might be a hot take, but big bones does not make you fat. Kathy needs a psych evaluation. There, I said it. Yeah.
Yeah. We scheduled her lobotomy, so don't you worry.
And then I'll go over to Sarah. What's up, guys? This is Sarah. Good morning. My boyfriend and I are pregnant and having our first child together. His parents hate me, but I hate them too, so it's cool. I think that people who love each other should be allowed to be with who they want, regardless of what others say. There, I said it.
Sure.
That's beautiful. Thanks for texting in, Sarah. Now hurry up. Get ready for school before you miss the bus.